This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Let's go.
Weekend.
Let's go, boys.
Oh, yeah. Could you feel the enthusiasm
Let's
there?
Let's go. I am ready for today, man. I'm excited.
I am
for
glad.
Today.
What has you excited?
I like Fridays.
hey, Rebecca.
I'm excited. Shut up. Watch me twerk. I'm excited to have you here all day, to be honest with you. I'm very much looking forward to that because this group around here, when all of us are in the building at the same time, there's a little energy that we all feed off of. And when one piece is missing, part of that energy is missing. And we miss that piece when you go home. And so the fact that that energy is going to be here all day, it's going to be a fun day around the offices.
Yeah, I'm stuck here till 4 in this chair running this board as I will do our show, coach speak, the Hull show, and whatever you call your football shenanigans.
Rocky Mountain College kickoff.
Yeah, that's it. Rocky Mountain College kickoff.
And then the game tonight.
No. Micah will return.
Gotcha, almost.
I don't know what happens between the game and that.
The debate. We've got the final debate that's going to be airing at 5 o'clock tonight.
What happens between 4 and 5?
Replay of the whole show.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Been that way for a while.
I'm not here. That's PM.
Yes, it is. Final debate tonight. Final Greeley City Council debate presented by Oak and Maple and United Way of Weld County. Very good debate last night between Johnny Olson and Valerie All Whitehead.
You had been talking about that one, that there was plenty of dialogue.
I listened to it again last night. We were out just on the Ranger, and Tate was bouncing around and screaming at the top of his lungs.
Have you made a drinking game out of listening to the debates yet?
The first night I had one.
Did you
Monday
really?
Night I
okay.
had one.
Okay.
Whenever one of the candidates said, it's too expensive to literally anything. It's like, hey, how many breaths do you take a second? I couldn't eat for a week if I had to breathe a second. I'm like, okay, well, take a drink. And so we did that on Monday night. Last night was that one and the mayoral debate were the best two true debates. This one will be the most fun debate tonight. I'll pass. That is the most fun one tonight. So thank you to everybody. HVAC guy, I got your message last night. I was in the middle of having family over and didn't get a chance to read through all that. HVAC guy sends me a full recap. I mean, he takes notes while the debate's going on. So I haven't got through last night. I hope you enjoyed it. But I'll get to I'll get that read at some point this morning. But yeah, the last one, and then we're good. Hopefully everybody is educated on who they're going to be voting for. Have heard from a few people that this has really helped them make their decision, and that was what we were going for.
I don't think there's any greater compliment than that, is there?
No, there's really not, and I really enjoyed it. So excited about that. Excited about tomorrow night. We got the High Plains Otter Flight Freedom Fest. We'll be emceeing the event. I spoke. If you won tickets to the Freedom Fest and I haven't spoken to you, call us or text us. I believe I got everybody down on the list, and Ty talked to everybody. But if you were one of those winners and we text you and said, hey, you are the winner and you haven't heard from us, please text us, 888-530-0043, and we'll get you all set up on that. We'll have more giveaway opportunities today if people are still looking for a great opportunity to support veterans tomorrow night.
And get involved in an incredible auction. We have signed things from Peyton Manning, from John Elway.
We have
a Bo Nix autographed Bronco helmet.
No,
we're talking the big helmet.
Don't do this crap
We have some incredible bourbon packages and those kind of things. We have trips. We have a fantastic heads or tails. I mean, it's really some incredible items. And the silent auction is full of stuff as well. Another great thing we're auctioning off is to get your house decorated for the holidays from NoCo Christmas Light Pros.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I am going to leave my wallet at home.
Your wife will bring it.
Yeah.
And my wife is looking forward to finally meeting your son. My wife has never
met
your son.
He's going to be 10 months.
I know.
Monday.
Yeah. And my little girl's going to be 3 on Sunday. My little granddaughter. So
nice.
Yeah. Big stuff. But yes, Kyla is very excited to meet Todd.
We last year as a family, the Schwint family, we looked ourselves in the mirror the next morning and go, we know it's for an incredible cause, but we spent a lot of money. We had that conversation.
You guys want to play cornhole?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah.
We'll have another set of those as well.
Who was the – I don't even remember who the DD was out of there last year. It wasn't me, obviously. And we took my wife's Jeep, and then we bought the cornhole boards, and we get back, and they're scratched on them.
Oh.
And I think it was just something we missed before we bought them. But my dad was giving my wife hell. That Jeep, are you kidding? Because we had just got it. And he's blaming it on the Jeep. And he said that last night. He's like, well, if we buy any cornhole boards, they're not going to the back of Jenna's Jeep. So my brother doesn't go to these things. And he's excited about it on Saturday night as well.
It's a great cause.
It's really laid back too, folks. I know a lot of people think event and, oh, it's uppity uppity. No, this is for the people, by the people. I mean, the committee that is putting this on is your everyday person. Between Brett and Matt and John and you and Mr. Jeff Euler,
as well.
And it's an incredible group. I hope I've helped out a little bit, but excited about that tomorrow night. If you want tickets, just holler at us, 888-530-0043. We'll get you through the door tomorrow night. Sports last night. Sorry about your Vikings. You want to delve in anymore, or you just want to say sorry about it right now?
I'm mad.
Okay.
Losses don't get me, but I'm mad because of how absolutely pathetic the defense was in just letting the Chargers go. But more than anything, I am, for the first time in his tenure, really, really disgusted with the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Kevin O'Connell.
He should be charged with attempted manslaughter for leaving Carson Wentz in the game last night, not due to performance, but the fact that he was getting the hell beat out of him, was screaming in pain, and he would not take him out. And just as a human being, any type of intelligent human being could look out, see one of their players in incredible pain to the fact that they're in tears on the sideline, you would not put them back in the game.
No.
And that's why you have a backup. And if he can't play, he shouldn't be on your team to be a backup. I was just very upset on the human end of what he was putting him through last night.
Why did they only run the ball 11 times?
There's so many whys involved, and it's the offensive line's absolutely pathetic.
Yeah,
and they spent a lot of money on it.
Jordan Mason sucks too, if I can throw that out there.
He was really good earlier in the year, but no, it's 3 yards at the most when they run the ball. And the thing to do if you want to generational wealth, bet player props against the Vikings.
I'm not betting player props anymore.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Well,
I understand. Maybe the mafia got to him, Brian.
I don't know what it was, but that was just awful.
Did that creep into your brain at all last night?
Oh no, what? No. Actually, my brain has gone another way on that.
Yeah,
yeah. To where I believe it can be very isolated, and that when you look at the list of names of people involved, there's 27 guys you've never heard of.
Yeah,
and then there's the 3 that they put out there, and getting involved in high stakes poker, not unusual, but the way this was, obviously there's some bad stuff that went with it. But I don't feel it's as detrimental to the league as I did yesterday.
He was in my mind all night last night. I didn't watch a second of the Nuggets game. I'm going to be real honest with you. I didn't watch a second of it.
I did.
It is in my brain. And Rachel Nichols, who is an NBA reporter, said the news folks who keep making the point that Chauncey Billups is only alleged to be involved in the mafia poker ring and not the sports gambling ring have apparently not read the complaint all the way to pages 13 and 14. It says here, Billups, who prosecutors have zeroed in on for his connection to mafia-run poker games, is allegedly ensnared in the gambling ring, too. The indictment refers to co-conspirator number 8, an Oregon resident, where Billups lives, and an NBA player from 1997 to 2014, the exact years Billups played, who has coached since 2021. You get it. Before a March 24th, 2023 game, Billups allegedly told a defendant, Eric Ernest, that the tanking Blazers would be sitting at stars. Ernest relayed that information to other defendants who cashed in on it as well. So now Billups is not just in the poker ring, and that's the head coach of a basketball team.
Yeah, that's it's absolutely awful.
It snuck into my brain last night. I couldn't get rid of it. I hope it does go away, but it's a huge black eye on the NBA right now.
No, I totally understand that. The gambling aspect hit me because the football game was focusing on it. At the end of the game, it's 34 to 10, and they're talking about, are they going to line up for field? There's a lot of people very interested on this .5. You know, he's dropping these that there's a half point because I believe it was 44
and a half.
And it's hanging right there, and they were referring to it throughout the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, it's just, you start, once you have one incident, and this isn't obviously just one, but the latest and the biggest incident we've had, it was in my brain last night.
Totally understand that.
Nuggets lose in overtime to the Warriors. You know, and this is I just have to check out of it. But like the two nights. So Tuesday was when the NBA tipped off, right? Tuesday,
yes.
Wednesday.
Yeah, with OKC.
Yeah. So Tuesday, when there was only two games, didn't both of those go into overtime?
I do not know that for sure.
Let me look here. Because I know the first one did. I know the Thunder and Rockets went into double overtime.
And the Indiana game last night, which preceded the Denver one, went to overtime as well.
And the Denver and Golden State one went to overtime as well. So three out of the four. And so, like, I've got stuff in my brain going on like, oh, okay. So the two nights where you've got two standalone games, they're just terrific games. Like, and it's, I hate it. I do, like, Brady's right. Like, I've always given Brady crap because he's always just like, shuts that conversation down, and he puts those blinders on, and he's like, I can't believe that this is real. I can't let this. Yeah. Otherwise, what has this whole thing been about? And I envy the way that he looks at it, because I can't get that out of my brain. And yes, Noob, thank you. The Lakers got beat in regular time, which is always a good day for America when the Lakers get beat.
It certainly is. But the Avalanche continue to be undefeated, but this is the third
Third loss. Stacking up
you
points,
know,
baby.
Yeah, they're still getting a point out of it now. 5-0-3. They haven't won for a little while, you know.
That's correct. 5-0-3. They took on the Carolina Hurricanes last night, or the
Hartford
Whalers.
Is that what they were wearing?
The Hartford Whalers
and Quebec Nordiques.
And the Quebec Nordiques last night. And they went, they went a little too overboard with it, because it said Quebec and HFD at the top. It said QUE and HFD at the top, not Carolina, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
They took it a little too far.
That's
like, if you're
a little
tuning
far
in and you're not a huge hockey guy, you don't, or a hockey person, you don't know what's going on. But yeah, the Avs were down 4-1. Scott Wedgwood finally had his blow up night. He got pulled in the first period, and Trent Miner, so the third string goalie,
wow, I've never seen
in,
him play,
and didn't give up a goal the rest of the way with the third string goalie in there. Valerie Nichushkin, the choo-choo train, gets two goals last night. And they get a point. Like, they keep racking up points against very good teams. The three ties?
Overtime losses
have come now to the Utah Mammoth, which is kind of an outlier, the Dallas Stars, very good hockey ball club team, mm-hmm, and the Carolina Hurricanes, who are a very, very good hockey ball club team. They're 6-1 to start the season. That could be a preview of the Stanley Cup last night.
And yes, he does say hockey ball club team.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to the dude down the hall for starting all of us to sound more like idiots.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Correct. It was a fun game. Dude, there was 5 goals scored in the first period.
I was checking in on the score. I didn't watch it, but I checked in. I went, oh, crap. And then I'm looking, okay, now it's 4-2 at the end of 2. And then they're, you know, and then they get it tied up and push it to overtime. So Avs probably the most exciting team you're going to watch in hockey. Their games are dynamite. But I thought the Nuggets had a good showing last night coming out.
And, Mr. Nugget goes for 50.
Yeah.
Aaron Gordon.
He was amazing. At one point, he was 8-for-8 from the three-point line.
Yeah.
I mean, where does that come from?
I don't know, man, but
pretty spectacular performance. Nuggets are going to be—they're going to be good.
Yeah, it is going to take me some time to get back to the NBA. I didn't want it to be that way because I was very excited yesterday morning for things to get going, and then last night I was like, I can't do it right now. Like I know where my brain's going to wander, and I don't want to wonder about those things right now.
No, I understand. You sound like somebody who doesn't want to bump into their ex with their new person.
Correct.
Yeah, it was like, that.
I feel like I'm sure many people did when they're like, the WWE is fake. Like I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that it is. Like, trust me, I'm not saying that it is. But in my brain, it's going there right now because I'm like, and I told that to Brady on his show yesterday. I'm like, I guarantee you the first time that there are a couple of bad plays in a row, you're going to look at it a little differently. You're going to look at it and be like, that's weird. The first time the rotation changes unexpectedly, you're going to be, that's weird. Because we've now seen that it can happen and that it has happened. But I hope that it goes away for me because the Nuggets team is going to be a lot of fun this season.
They are. It's going to be a great time. Fantastic time for sports, as you said. World Series getting underway tonight.
Let's go, baby.
You know?
Let's go, baby. I'm very excited about that.
Go Toronto.
America's team, the Toronto Blue Jays.
You're damn right.
So if you're an NBA fan, can you let me know if that was in your brain at all or if I'm on my own on this?
You're not on your own.
Would love to hear from you today. If you were watching it and had a little bit of skepticism in your brain, let us know. Text us 888-530-0043. Very excited for the World Series to get underway. I think I'll sit down and watch that.
I'm planning on that as well. Is there any Friday night football matchup I should be aware of? We've got a whole show. We'll get into that as well.
Game of the week. It is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Wellington taking on Resurrection Christian.
What kind of matchup is that?
It's a very good one. Both playoff teams.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Yep. Both playoff teams at this moment.
And who's got the call tonight?
Kyle Johnson, Bruce Dick.
We got the crew back. Very good.
If you're interested in North Texas at Charlotte.
I'm not.
That's on at 5. At 5:30, Cal at Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's not bad.
There's tickets as low as $9.
I'm not going to go.
And Boise State at Nevada. Nevada.
I'm always interested in conference games.
8 p.m.
Yeah, I'm not that interested. I'll watch the World Series go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds perfect to me.
I was thinking about texting some friends and seeing if we just want to have a drink after we wrap up today. So I wanted to talk with you about that off air, but figured I'd ask you about it on air. And I just need one person to be like, yeah, let's do it. And I'm going to start texting people. But
I will be that guy.
You're going to be that guy? All right.
Well, if you just need one.
Yeah.
I'm your Huckleberry.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
I know you are, buddy. I know you are. 6:24 the time now. HVAC guy, I apologize. He texted in early this morning and said
77-0.
77-0, and good morning, guys. So are you're flipping the jinx?
Yeah, he tried to do that last week, didn't he?
He said, oh, yeah, Giants 77, Broncos 0.
And it worked.
And it worked. You change that text right now, HVAC guy. 6:24 the time. We'll come back with a right-hand construction poll question next.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
crack that whip.
Can we just play cheesy 80s music all day?
It could happen.
I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that. That's good. That's good.
Yes, it is.
We got a bidding war. All right, here we go. We got HVAC guy, 77 now, 77 now, but I'm on 78. 78, you got Eastside Chris, 78 to 0 Denver, 78 to 0 Denver. All right, HVAC guy, 79 now, 79 now, 79 now, 79. Eastside Chris said, I'll bid. He's taking 78 to 0 Denver.
I see that, yes. HVAC guy, you've been outbid.
Yeah, HVAC guy, you're up. You're up. Ho! No, he hasn't been yet. We're wondering what the score of the Broncos versus the boys is going to be on Sunday.
I think that it's going to be a high-scoring affair. Dallas's offense is pretty damn explosive.
Sure it is.
I would like to say, but nobody scores a lot of points against the Denver defense. But I look at last week, and they certainly do. So, I mean, if the Giants can throw up 32 on us, Dallas is certainly capable of doing that as well.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to pull out late game heroics. Broncos need to play well early and get ahead and keep a lead.
Broncos are 3.5-point favorites.
That sounds about right.
3.5-point favorites.
And the game is
in Denver.
It's in Denver.
In Denver. 2:25 on Fox.
Afternoon game, Denver, Dallas. I think it's going to be a very good matchup, but I think the Broncos do win this game.
I think the Cowboys get them.
Do you? You think it's set up for a time for Denver to lose one?
I do. Yeah, unless Denver stops effing around. I saw somebody's power rankings, and they had Denver as Super Bowl contenders if they would quit effing around. And that's where they're at. But they continuously do. And that Dallas offense is humming right now.
Oh, they're very, very
humming.
Javonte
Williams
has totally found himself there. Dallas has used him properly, and he's looking really good there. That was a good pickup for them.
Yeah, I reserve the right to not say the score this morning until we make our picks, because I want to see if this feeling leaves me or not, because my gut is just screaming Dallas right now.
Okay, mine is screaming that coffee didn't sit well. And that could be Dallas, too. I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah, I'm going to hold on to mine then, too.
Yeah, I think let's do that this morning. But we want to hear from you. And if you guess correctly, you'll win a $20 gift card to Papa John's.
Make it hot like Papa John's. Make a dude go on and on.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
go with that.
That was good. I would have to make a Eastside Chris said, I definitely will have Javonte in my lineups. Javonte Williams. Yeah, do that at your own peril, I think. I think this Denver defense is still good enough
that
he's not going to be going running rampant like that. Texter from the 970, 3430 Broncos. That's what my
gut. That's a lot. But, you know, so often when I think, okay, look out, they're going to be lighting up the scoreboard. You end up having a defensive battle with a, 17-14 type of game.
I don't, Spud Stud is the one saying 34-30 Broncos. Let's go to the Clearwater Products Hotline and the all-knowing Lonster and see what Lonnie has to say about this. Lonster Habajiba. Let us be the first to say happy Habajiba.
And good morning and happy Habajiba to Northern Colorado.
Oh, lay it on, Lonnie. That's it. You feeling good today?
Oh, buddy, yes, I am.
You sound like you got a little pep in your step.
Yep. Yeah, I went to watch high school football last night.
And what happened?
Mustang Sally.
Well, it was Loveland High School against Greeley West.
That was not the game you told us you were going to yesterday.
Well, I found out my schedule got misread.
I bet that other game would have been cool.
But it was,
we need a whole bit on Mustang Sally for you, Lonnie.
Well, you know what? Loveland rode the Spartans out of town.
All right. What was the final?
59-14.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected that would have been a real tight one.
No.
No, it was. It was like, it was 30-0 when we left it during the third quarter. It's like, okay, I think we got this one.
And then the Broncos came back and beat the Giants. Oh, it wasn't that. Okay.
No.
All right.
No, we left the parking lot. It was like 30-7 because they said, "Yeah, we'll just let you have one touch, have a couple of touchdowns there." You know.
Well, what do you think this weekend with the Broncos and the Cowboys?
You know what? I'm going to go with Denver 38-31.
38-31. So
wow, mean, over under of 68. You would take it and you would hit 69. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing if I could do that too. You know?
Yeah, a lot of points you're thinking, huh?
Yeah, I really do.
I can see that being a real possibility. And I don't know if that Denver offense can keep pace. That is where my brain is at. I don't know if that Denver offense can keep pace with Dallas, but Lonnie believes right now.
Yep, for sure. Well, they're going to have to show us what they do Sunday.
Yeah, you know? Very much looking forward to it, Lonnie.
No doubt, Lonnie.
Hey, thanks for the call this morning, Lonnie.
Hey, guys, have a good day and happy Habajiba.
Habajiba, Lonnie. See you, buddy.
There you go. There's the Lonster this morning. I was trying to fact check his scores because every once in a while he had the game wrong that he was at or was going to. But he nailed it. 59-14. Loveland beats Greeley West last night.
Yeah, I live in a glass house. I can't chuck anything at line.
Very fair.
Yeah.
Very fair.
Yep.
Near Broke says, yep, defense shows up early. Offense waits till half. Broncos 24. Cowboys 20.
I'm looking. Three and a half. I mean, four is right about where I'm looking. So that 3.5 is really. That's tantalizing.
I hate it. Don't use tantalizing after I taught you what it meant earlier this week.
If you think you have taught me words.
I taught you that one.
No, you did not.
Yes.
No, you still used it improperly.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I said I have a tantalizing fear.
Mm hmm.
That'd be like saying, I've got a crippling fear.
Yeah, you should have said that.
No, tantalizing?
No.
So, okay, cool. You used it. I just didn't teach you what it meant and how to use it.
Don't try to teach.
I got to do something around here.
Well, I'm skipping out. That's it.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, good.
Tantalizing.
You know, the thought of skipping out is kind of tantalizing.
Hey, picking this game is tantalizing. I don't know, and I don't like that I don't know, and I'm trying to buy my time, and we're reserving the right to make our picks at 9:35 after wine. It's 6:37 the time now. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo.
Uh-huh.
The time we're in the Aloe Fiber Studios here on a Friday morning. HVAC guy said Tanner can teach as long as he doesn't sing.
Oh, we are going to sing.
You realize
can't stop
what you're
us.
Doing, right? Like, and I understand HVAC
us.
Guy. Like, it took me 10 years of Micah using the same jokes on me to finally stop getting mad at it and just lean into the bit that he has for me. He doesn't make the jokes anymore. So if you didn't bring it up, like, we're not going to sing as much. But now that you're bringing it up, we're gonna.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Yeah, Bri.
Remember I'll always be true.
So good.
And then so while good. I'm away,
oh, yeah.
I'll ride home every day and I'll send all my loving to you.
Yeah, very good.
All my loving, I will send to you.
I had my flashlight out going. I wish
I did see that. Thank you for that very much.
At one point, I wish I would have been a part of the actual lighter era.
We were
at concerts.
We were thinking that when we were at the concert the other night at Paul McCartney. When we're looking around and we see Coors Field just illuminated with all the phones, and Kyla looked over and said, "You know how many thumbs would have been burning?"
Yeah,
back when we were
correct.
You know,
correct. Yeah. I wish I would have been a part of that at least once. We were always the flashlight. I'm the flashlight at the concert generation, not the lighter at the concert generation. HVAC guy, you didn't turn us off. He said, I just turned off the show.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I think you hit record.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you were actually waiting for that podcast to come out so that you could go back and listen to it even more. Listen to it harder. 6:43 the time now. Yes.
No, nothing.
Oh, okay. 6:43 the time now.
No, I accidentally let the cat out this morning.
Is that
confirmed? And that's an indoor cat.
Is that confirmed?
Well, here's the thing.
Is it confirmed?
Yeah. She gets fed in the morning, but I was going to go out the door, and she was following me, and I thought she ran downstairs, but I opened the front door, and then I see the shadow of a cat by my truck, and I thought, wow, neighbor cat's out. Didn't recognize it was mine, and it had climbed under the truck and then went under my wife's car, and then when I started the vehicle, I saw it jump over the fence into our backyard, and I thought, wow, neighborhood cat, you know, running loose, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, that couldn't have been mine. I mean, I saw her heading down the other way. I didn't see anything scoot past me. She's quick. And got out, and apparently my wife got up to let out the dogs, and there was a cat out there waiting to come in.
Good. So it's all good?
Yeah. No, now she's saying maybe. No, it wasn't her. Sorry, it wasn't you. It was me. I saw the cat when I left. It's found. All right, that's the bottom line. The cat is home. It seems confirmed. Otherwise, I would not be allowed back.
Yeah. I've got a spare room.
Because if it comes down to me or the cat,
I definitely lose. We all know where it's going.
Yeah.
I've got a spare room for you if that does happen.
But I'm just realizing again how unobservant and stupid I am.
Yeah, your situational awareness is
not
good.
Great. No.
Not good.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's very bad.
It's bad. Yeah. 6:44 the time now. Glad your cat's okay.
I'm glad my marriage is okay.
Let's get to the KFKA News and Sports Center. Cat seen on. Well, 6:51 the time. It is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. I am Tanner Schwent. Brian Gary, my co-host. You had lunch over at Big City Roadhouse a couple weeks ago, Brian. What'd you have?
We had the steak and bacon sandwich, which was absolutely incredible. My wife had the grilled cheese, and we shared.
Nice.
We each had a half of that. That elevated grilled cheese they make with the raspberry jam and the green apple slices and the brie on this walnut cranberry bread or raisin, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that I would have laughed at on a menu and went, please take me to the car. I'll hit a drive-thru on the way home. And then trying it, it was holy cow. That was dynamite.
I can't wait for you to try what I brought in for the pairing. And all I did was I was the delivery boy. My wife took over on this.
Not surprised by that.
My wife.
Yes.
She crushed it, dude. She crushed it.
Well, we'll find out in the 9 o'clock hour.
Very excited about this. Again, our right-hand construction poll question. We want to know what the score of the Denver Broncos-Dallas Cowboys game is going to be on Sunday. And HVAC, you never went away. He said, okay, I turned it back in for the – I tuned back in for the 80s flops.
Yes.
You didn't go away, HVAC.
You didn't go anywhere, you silly.
Silly guy. we want to know what the score is going to be, and if you guess correctly, you get a $20 gift card to Papa John's Pizza.
Make it I like Papa John's.
And right now, when you use code KFKA at Papa John's,
make it I like Papa John's,
you can get a single-topping large pizza for $7.99. You can't beat that deal. $7.99 at Papa John's.
Make it I like Papa John's.
When you use code KFKA on any single-topping large pizza at the Northern Colorado locations. I'm battling right now, man, but I'm about to break these headphones in half.
Okay, yeah. This is fun when he has equipment failures. The headphones you buy, you've had difficulties with.
I can't hear out of my right ear.
Really? Yeah, that can be a problem.
It's just
just pretend like you're in the 1920s, 1930s, and all you get is mono. Yeah. So it's just that one. You're just going old school.
I just had to act like I was throwing it at you, and it works.
Really?
Yeah,
so it does understand threats.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Which is good, because that's my form of communication.
I totally understand. And I know that.
Better than most. It's better than most. 6:54 the time now. Let's get to the Daybreak Market Report. Yeah, thank you for playing a song that we can sing. Because HVAC guy and I are going rounds today.
This is for you, HVAC guy.
Just a small town boy, living in a lonely world.
I said boy.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Oh, that was nice. Your little soft touch there.
Oh, yeah.
Just a city boy.
Where were you born?
Born and raised in South Detroit.
Did you get on a train?
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Welcome to karaoke hell.
Correct.
Table for two.
My allergies are so bad. I'm so nasally right now, too. This is just atrocious.
Should just play Willie for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just let, I should just let.
We'll take it to the next hour.
Mr. Perry, take it. We'll see you in a minute. Room.
A smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.